With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Republicans have advanced a bill that would reauthorize a crucial national security surveillance program, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as Section 702. Republican Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina tells reporters he supports the reauthorization of the act in a form that Donald Trump would approve.
The warrant has got to be in there for me to support it. So provided it passes, and then the agreement to let Davidson's bill amendment come up next week to vote on. So all is good, hopefully.
With a one slim vote Republican majority and sniping from different party factions, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says his challenge is to make Congress productive anyway. On the new weekly news program this week on the Hill, Johnson feels pressures from social media don't make lawmakers' jobs any easier.
The job that we have right now in the midst of this modern Congress is to govern anyway. We've got to show the American people that we can keep the train on the tracks. If we do that, we're going to have a very strong November. But if all this grinds to a halt and people stop getting government services, they're going to be very angry very quickly, and that is not going to inure to our benefit.
Johnson adds that in his view, the stakes could not be higher in this year's elections. Also at SRNNews.com, the United States and Israel preparing for a possible Iranian attack on Israel. That's according to White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We are in constant communication with our Israeli counterparts about making sure that they can defend themselves against those kinds of attacks.
Iran's Supreme Leader vowing to retaliate against Israel over the attack of its consulate in Syria earlier this month. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower, the Dow down 461 points. This is SRN News. The annual Dirty Dozen list is out. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, and it is a ranking of mainstream contributors to the endangerment of America's children. The center says the Dirty Dozen are, quote, corporations, brands, and organizations you likely know and love, which facilitate, normalize, and often benefit from sexual exploitation. This year's list includes Spotify, Apple, Reddit, and LinkedIn. The whole list can be viewed at endsexualexploitation.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion clinics in liberal states are looking to profit from bans on abortion in conservative states. According to the Guttmacher Institute, interstate travel for abortions nearly doubled between 2020 and 2023. Out-of-state patients accounted for 16% of abortions obtained nationally last year. That's compared to 9% in 2020. This is SRN News. You can still hail a ride in Minneapolis for now.
Uber and Lyft will delay their planned exit from the city to July 1st after the city council unanimously decided to push back the start of an ordinance that increases driver pay from the original May 1st date. Some council members said this gives other ride-hailing companies more time to establish themselves in the market before Uber and Lyft potentially leave, and it gives Minnesota lawmakers a chance to pass statewide rules. The ordinance is intended to ensure companies pay drivers the equivalent of the city's minimum wage of $15.57 an hour. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Oakland officials have voted in favor of changing the name of the city's airport to San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport, despite San Francisco threatening a lawsuit over what it says is a trademark violation. The Board of Commissioners for the Port of Oakland voting unanimously to approve the name change. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.